Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report, the podcast to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And today we're going to learn about spiritual warfare, and not only about spiritual warfare, but prophetic spiritual warfare, how to partner with the Holy Spirit to manifest your destiny. It's a brand new book that Charisma House just published, and I want to help get the word out. But I'm also interested in this topic, as I believe you will be too. So stay tuned to my conversation with Kathy DeGraw, a longtime friend who the Lord has raised up for such a time as this with a message I believe the body of Christ needs. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Well, welcome to you, Kathy. I am so glad that you would take time to be on my podcast. I have known you a long time, and it's interesting to see how your ministry has grown, and the Lord has opened up so many doors to you. And this book, which I've not had a chance to read, but I intend to, because boy, with everything going on, we have spiritual warfare in our country like never before. And you can't just pretend to be a Christian or be a nice little cultural Christian anymore. You know, you're either, you know, battling the devil, or you're getting beat up, or you're just going over to the other side, in my opinion. So what motivated you to write this book at this time, and what do you hope it accomplishes?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on your show again. What a privilege and honor, and to write for Charisma, a dream come true. So I thank you for that. I really believe that we need to learn how to live our daily life partnering with the Holy Spirit. I believe the Holy Spirit's a missing element to a lot of what we're doing daily, to our sermons, our messages, our churches. We're not relying on that power that Jesus left us with. And in the upper room, what did he say? Wait, tarry here. And the Holy Spirit's our comforter, our guide, our counselor, our friend. And if there's a time in the world that we need him, it is right now, as fear is running rampant, as people are in dissension, as marriages are being destroyed, as our government is in chaos. We need to partner with the Holy Spirit to know how to wage that warfare, to know how to pray prophetically, and to know how to live our life in an abundance, in a place of victory and not victim or defeat. And so I really felt like if people could tap into this power that Jesus left us with, we could impact the world and not be living in fear and panic and anxiety. As the end times are approaching us, we have to know and learn how to partner with the Holy Spirit and rely upon him. He spoke to me several years ago and said, Kathy, something's going to happen in the world and everyone's going to be in fear, and I need you to root all fear out of your life so you can be in faith. And that's what I want people to do, is learn to how to co-labor with the same Holy Spirit that I co-labored with to root out fear, to live in faith, and to release the kingdom here on earth. So I felt it was a now message that had to get out to empower people to live in victory.
Well, that's very important. And as you were talking, I was just thinking about how I first learned about your ministry. You're up there in Michigan, and I'm down in Florida, and I have a friend in Detroit who we both know, but I can tell the story without telling his name. And he has had some issues in his life, and you were able to really, really minister to him. So the first thing I heard was that he had had some, I guess maybe you'd call it deliverance ministry. You know, I wasn't there, of course, and it was with this lady who had a ministry, and he was telling me all about it. And I later was in his hometown, and we were meeting with some other businessmen, and you came over and actually ministered to the group. That was probably the first time I was with you, and you shared with me some of your dreams and how you were hoping to get your ministry off the ground, and I could just sense such a sincerity on your part. And you know, one thing led to another. You started writing articles for us on our website, charismamag.com, and sometimes charismanews.com, and they, you know, really ministered to people and were passed around. I mean, I'm just remembering how things kind of grew step by step, and now we've published this book with you, and I'm just so proud of you and the job you're doing, and you know, here you are out trying to get the word out. You know, the publishing business has changed, and I'm not telling anybody anything they don't know, especially with digital. You know, just this week, I heard of somebody who was predicting that books would go away in 5 years. Well, they are wrong. In fact, I like to say this, I'm saying it kind of in a joking way, but one of the last verses in Ecclesiastes says, the making of books, there is no end. So if you can think of that in Solomon's day compared to ours. But, you know, since I'm in the publishing industry, I watched this, and the first quarter of this year was the biggest quarter for books since 2004. So, you know, how long is that? 17 years? And people still want books. They just buy them differently. You can't buy them at Borders anymore. It went out of business. A lot of other chains have gone out of business, but people find ways to find books because there's something permanent about a book. There's even a believability. There's more care put into producing a book, of course, than there is for a blog online or you know, whatever else people may do. So, you know, we're big believers in books, and we're glad to find new authors like you, especially when they're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, because those are the kinds of books we want to publish. You know, there's other books about devotions or maybe Christian fiction, you know, nothing wrong with those things, but that's just not our forte. And unfortunately, even in Christian circles, people are not open to this. There are people who are critical of even the term spiritual warfare, thinking it's a little bit creepy or something. But, you know, the Bible says that the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But Jesus came to give us life and to give it more abundantly. But it's almost like people's eyes are blind. And we find as publishers that often we get more openness in the secular community to this than we do in the Christian community. I mean, it's just crazy. So how do you think that we can help people to understand the importance of this, and also that this book has answers that they can get that will help them in their spiritual life, will help their families, their ministries, their churches, their communities, their sphere of influence?
I love that. Well, first of all, I want to say something for the people that love testimony. It was me partnering with the Holy Spirit that got our friend, our mutual friend now, here for deliverance. Because what happened with that friend is that friend inquired of my ministry for deliverance. And I kept praying, and the Holy Spirit kept telling me, no, don't deliver this person. And I actually told our friend no 9 times before the Holy Spirit finally said yes. And later on, because I'm still friends with this person today, as you are, you know, I said, why did you come to my deliverance ministry? I had said no 9 times. And because he said, I knew if you said no 9 times, that you heard from the Lord and that you were the real deal. And see, the Holy Spirit knew, and we actually had this session, and the next day we were both traveling to a town in Wisconsin, unbeknown to each other. It was a very unique name. I don't want to give away too many details, but we ended up having dinner. I met someone else in their life, and I was there in a time of crisis for this person. So the Holy Spirit knew, and he went ahead. And so that is the kind of effect that we can have on someone when when we partner with the Holy Spirit, when we stop and listen, He can empower us. And that's what we really need to do, is we need to not walk in our flesh. The Bible says we walk in the Spirit, and so we need to remove our flesh and our agendas. And I think sometimes we go in robot mode. This is what I learned, or this is what I know in the natural. But the Lord has called us to be a prophetic generation. And when you look at this title, prophetic spiritual warfare, it means, how do I conquer spiritual warfare prophetically led by the Holy Spirit? And it's based off my podcast that teaches on the same thing. And so that's what we really need to do, is how do we allow the Holy Spirit to speak in us, through us, and give us the words of knowledge? How does He tell us how to pray, how to combat the enemy? The Holy Spirit knows what's coming after us. He knew COVID was going to hit. He knew the outcome of the election. He knew all of this. And so when we partner with Him, we know how to pray, we know how to fight, we know how to battle, but we also know how to release our prophecies. And I think that is the important thing, too, to address here, is the book also talks about the prophetic and how do we release our prophecies. Because, Steve, I believe where Christians get discouraged sometimes is that they don't think their prophetic words are going to come to manifestation. They don't know how the Holy Spirit is going to manifest what's been spoken out. And they get discouraged, and so therefore they don't trust the Holy Spirit, or they don't even trust God. They have a trust issue, which, again, we talk about how to overcome that in the book. And so people can't really rely on the Holy Spirit in their flesh because they don't know how to trust Him. But if we would learn the characteristics of the Holy Spirit, what Jesus said, how to fight this, how to trust, how to wage warfare, how to build that warrior's heart, and if we would know how to put a demand on our prophecies through prayer, through speaking out declarations, we're going to see our prophetic words manifest. We're going to see the Holy Spirit speaking through us. So we have a lot of treasuries, and that's what I'm seeing right now in the spiritual realm. I'm having a prophetic moment right here, so I'm just going to share it with everyone. I'm seeing a treasure chest, and I'm hearing the word just treasure hunt and treasuries. I'm seeing a gold box just filled with treasuries. And that's what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to our listeners right now, our friends, is He's saying, I want to pull the treasuries out of you. And He says, there's so much in your storehouse. There's so much inside of you that you're not activating and that you're not releasing. And the Holy Spirit says, I want to release through you. I want you to be my mouth. I want you to be my spokesperson. And I want to exude my kingdom through you. But He says some of you have to get up and fight. Some of you have to get up and know that you are victorious and that you're no longer a victim. You need to know whose you are in Christ and who you are in that identity and the dominion that you can walk in. And when you get in that relationship, that deep fellowship with my Spirit, then you will know the untapped power that you're not tapping into. You're going to know the power source that you have. But we're not tapping into that power because we walk in the flesh and we're scared to be different. That's what the Lord is also saying right now in this moment. We're scared to be different. We're scared to try something different. We're hesitant. We're unworthy. We're insecure. We're intimidated to do something different. And He says, I have a power source that my world needs to see. I have a revival that my world needs to see. And when you co-labor with me, says the Lord, when you co-labor, I'm going to give you those treasuries. I'm going to give you equipment. And I see tools. I see tool belts. And God is going to use people to construct and hammer some new things to build for His kingdom and bring forth with might and power.
Boy, you said so much. You know, the good thing about a podcast is that you can rewind it. I mean, you almost have to listen to that again to get everything that you found out or everything that you said. And I want to do a little bit deeper dive. But first, I have been kind of waiting to share with the listeners this incredible package that I got. I guess you mailed it here to the office. It was something that your ministry did. We didn't do it, but it's the way to get the word about your book. And I get these things from time to time, from usually from other publishers. And I opened it up. I couldn't believe it. Now, I know you're not doing this for everyone. It must just be for the media. But I'm hoping that people can get this stuff from your ministry. It's just, first of all, there was a little backpack, I guess you got, with Kathy DeGraw Ministries on it and your logo. Then you open it up and there's a box. There was a copy of the book, but there was also coffee. There was anointing oil. There were two different kinds of earrings. There's a T-shirt that says, partner with the Holy Spirit. Then there's a towel, and then there's a washcloth, and I mean, I couldn't believe it. You must have paid a fortune. Then there's another anointing oil that's smaller, so there's kind of an industrial-grade one, then a small one I guess you can put in your pocket. I mean, what kind of response have you gotten, and can people go on your website? Some of this stuff is the kind of stuff I think people would actually like to have.
Yes. The same reaction, overabundant joy is what people were having. I've seen people be posting it on their social media feeds. Joshua Mills was recently blown away and wrote a video review on Amazon. There was other pastors, ministry leaders, authors, people that had influenced my life that I wanted to send it as a thank you media. And so, yes, the Partner with the Holy Spirit shirts and the oil, all that is over on the website at KathyDeGrawMinistries.org. But I really loved the tire gauge. It says Partner with the Holy Spirit. What do you put on a tire gauge? I'm like, I don't want to put prophetic spiritual warfare, but man, if you need to check your air, you need to partner with the Holy Spirit.
That's right. And I just found it. It was kind of covered up by the towel. And then there's this cool little flashlight, which I guess if you're having to check your tire pressure at night, parked along the side of the road with a flat tire or something, it's just incredible. You're so creative. I'm going to take this down to the marketing team and share it with them. And hopefully this will draw attention, because really what we've got to do in this culture where there's so much pulling at us every direction is to get people to hear about it and pay attention. You've got to stand out from the crowd, and I guess that's what you're doing. And then after the people read the book and learn, I'm just looking at the back of the book, how to effectively bind or rebuke the enemy, how to live victoriously as spiritual warfare attacks over your life cease, to close demonic portals as you learn how to shut down demonic access. You know, that is real insight, because a lot of things that people battle is because they've actually opened themselves up to attack from the enemy. You know, there's some obvious common sense ones, like if someone's having to battle a drug addiction, you know, it's because they made a decision at some point to make themselves vulnerable by taking some kind of drugs, and one thing leads to another, and the next thing, you know, the devil has them all bound up and affecting their life in so many ways. But there's other ways that people would open themselves up to a demonic attack. Tell us about some of them.
There's a lot of ways we can open ourselves up through unforgiveness, through sin. Even something simple that we think of is we get rejected over years and we never allow that rejection to drop off of us. And so that is a way that we open our door and give the enemy access, where he continually harasses us if we don't really press through to our breakthrough. And I really believe, too, we need to be audibly praying to bind and rebuke the enemy. He cannot hear the prayers in our head. And so we're in that victim place, that place of passivity and stagnancy, procrastination. All of that is open access points to the enemy. When we're not living holy lives, purely walking towards the Lord, we got to look at what could be around us, what could be infiltrating us, coming in the back door. And that's what I've talked about. How does the enemy come in your back door? And I believe it's by not letting go of that unforgiveness, being rejected, even fear, Steve. I struggled with fear for 40 years, and no one ever told me, no one ever gave me behavior patterns or new thoughts. No one showed me or talked to me about I need to break off that fear. And so it was a legal right for the enemy to continually harass me because he knew what I was afraid about because of what I spoke out of my mouth or how I reacted to situations. I would speak out the fear. And so I had to learn to reel my words in and how to bind and rebuke the enemy instead of speaking about what I was afraid of. And still today, I'm very cautious of what I speak out because once something has been your strong man, the devil's going to want to come back and attack you with it time and time again. But I give people the tools in this book because what I did in this book, which is very unique, is I stopped writing a third of the way through the chapter or a half of the way through the chapter, and I inserted a prophetic exercise. I talked about a subject, and I helped the person address it right then. I'm like, let's stop. Let's do this now because I don't want the reader to be like I was and no one tell me how to conquer that fear. I don't want to just teach about it. I want to deliver it. I want to transform people's lives. And so built in every chapter is prophetic exercises. And then at the end of every chapter, we have impartation prayers, activation. We have three pieces of homework that they go and do on their own. We have prophetic declarations, warfare declarations. So I say this isn't a book. This is more like a manual. It's like, how do I do this? How do I receive deliverance for myself? How do I learn how to release the ministry of deliverance? How do I conquer warfare? And how do I empower other people to conquer warfare?
Boy, that's so important. And, you know, these podcasts are not long. There's so much more that we could talk about. And I want to encourage people to order this book, Prophetic Spiritual Warfare. They can get it really wherever books are sold. We had a very nice number go out into the trade. Your ministry is going to be using it, of course. It's easy to find on christianbooks.com or amazon.com if you don't live close to a bookstore. But I also want to call attention, when we were talking a minute ago about how we'd work together on articles online, I didn't mention that you have a podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's also called Prophetic Spiritual Warfare. I'm guessing that you took the title of the book from the podcast. And I just looked up today that you've had over 722,000 downloads of your podcast since it started. I don't remember. When did it start, by the way?
It's been almost 2 years.
Well, that's an incredible number of downloads, 722,000. That's how many people actually downloaded it into their device or on their computer to listen to. You know, people share them, of course. You can go on the Charisma podcastnetwork.com and find it. It's also available on the other platforms, iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not as familiar personally with those platforms because I use Charisma podcastnetwork.com, obviously, but you could just even Google Kathy DeGraw, D-E-G-R-A-W, Prophetic Spiritual Warfare Podcast, and probably find it that way. I'm just, that shows that there's an enormous interest in this topic. And as we wrap up, just tell me, you know, what kind of reaction you've gotten to the podcast and how you intend to use the podcast to get the word out about this book.
Yes, please go and listen to the podcast right now and for last month and the couple next months. I'm teaching every episode on this book and really empowering people to activate, praying with you, and just really imparting that knowledge that the Holy Spirit gave me. I've had so many good reactions and testimonies. I had one just 2 days ago, and the person's like, I've been totally set free from fear, 100%. And they were listing all their fears to me. The podcast is equipping people for deliverance ministry. I have deliverance teams that are purposely listening to it and discussing it. I have deliverance teams that have bought the Prophetic Spiritual Warfare book to teach. And then people are giving me testimonies weekly that this set me free or this empowered me. And so the reaction to the podcast has been so overwhelming. That's why we wrote the book to, you know, just take it a whole step further. And right now on Tuesdays, actually at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and people can go over to my website at KathyDeGrawMinistries.org, I'm actually doing a weekly webinar on the book on spiritual warfare. And so people can come over there and get some additional freedom and training. And we are just, you know, plowing this thing out as much as we can to really empower, ignite, set people on fire, give them that spiritual push and propel that they need. Because sometimes people just need someone to do life together with them. And so through the book, the podcast, the webinars, the charisma articles, we're just trying to get a lot of content into people's hands so that their lives can be altered and then they can go out and change other lives.
Well, thank you, Kathy DeGraw, for all that you do, for the way that you've been bold. You know, as I've gotten to know over the years, you have just, you know, you really had to step out in faith. You know, there was like no big ministry backing you. You don't have any mm-hmm. famous relatives as far as I know.
That's right.
You know, sometimes people get into the ministry because they kind of grow up with it and, you know, they get help as they should. But I mean, you've just had to believe God and you've just been so faithful and people are responding to your message. And this is not about you or your ministry. This is about spiritual warfare, the prophetic, the move of God. The body of Christ needs this. And I just want to encourage the listeners, boy, if this resonates to you, and I'm sure it does if you've listened this far, share this podcast with other people. We'll be doing a story on my Strang Report newsletter, on the online and so forth, you know, as our way to get the word out as well. But this is more important than just selling a book. The book is the vehicle to deliver the information, but there's also information you get from Kathy's website, as she told you, and also the podcast. Sometimes when you don't have time to read, you can listen to the podcast as you're driving in the car and that kind of thing. But really, this is worth sitting down and reading. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. The devil is a roaring lion. Look how our culture is going. It's more and more kind of lukewarm Christians are just sort of fading into the woodwork. You know, they don't like the woke culture. They don't like the way that the, you know, those who love evil are seeming to take over all the levers of power in our culture, the government, the media, academia, you know, even businesses are getting involved now with, you know, just requiring all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I could talk a long time about that because I just finished writing a book called Cancel Culture. And really it's an effort, by atheists and leftists and people who don't love God to cancel Christianity. That is the ultimate goal, and to fundamentally change our country as we know it. And we have to combat, you know, we combat it in lots of ways. There are a lot of good conservatives sounding the alarm, Dennis Prager on down, but really there's only so much that we can do in ourselves. But we who have the power of the Holy Spirit, who believe in this, we've got to partner with the Holy Spirit. As you say, the subtitle to the book is Partnering with the Holy Spirit to Manifest Your Destiny. So now that I've given my opinion, as we wrap up the podcast, I'll give you the last word.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you. Thank you for Charisma Media, Charisma House, all the opportunities that you've given me. And I just want to encourage people to just sit, co-labor with the Holy Spirit, rest in His presence. Understand that you can hear from the Holy Spirit. Try and trust Him and activate on what He's going to say. You never know if you're right or wrong unless you activate on the instructions that you receive. Go back to the Word of God where Jesus said, I leave you with a helper. He felt like that was important enough that He left us with a helper. And now we have to trust and understand that helper because the world needs to see the light. They need to see change. The world needs to hear from the Lord. And as we hear from Him, we can change people. We can bring hope and joy to this world. So get in the quiet place and just apply the principles of the book, of the principles of the Bible, and live your life in the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Well, thank you, Kathy DeGraw, for being on the podcast. Thank you for writing this book. Thank you for what you mean to the body of Christ. And thank you to my listeners for tuning in to the Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network. Go out and get this book and read it and share it with other people. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.